So there's Rabbi Kahn was just saying that by the galus that we're in, there's two oifanim of the galus, and Torah and Gemilas Chasadim is connected the two to misakin the two problems in the galus. So the emes is that there is a similar bechina to that in Purim also. That there's a goin that says. He says, "Vimei Purim ha'ilin is karm v'nasim, and niskarim is the Megillah. We mentioned the Megillah. V'nasim is the Yom Tov of Purim. And he says on both of those bechinas, v'chol Yom Tovim betelim. The Yom Tovim is betelim except for Purim is not batal. The Yom Tovim v'chol Ksuvim betelim except for Esther is also the Geder niskarim is the Megillah. Esther is not batal either. V'hu neged beis." So the Niskarim and the Nasim, which is the Yom Tov, and the Megillah is Keneged Beis things. Sheishtachavu, because there's the Gemara Megillah and Daf Yud Beis wants to know why were the, what was the Mishum Ma Nischaivu, which is the name Sheisal Bois, that they're clear. So the Gemara says, because Nenu Misudasa Shalach HaShverish, Shalosei Rasha actually. So the Gemara asks, Akash, you became Mishush and Yehargu. So the Gemara says, no, Shibacholam Kuloi, Al Yehargu, Amruloi, Emor Ata, Amrulhem, Mipinish Yishtach, Ulotzelem. Fachimasa Panam Yeshbadavar, Hemu Asu Elofnim, Afakarishbachol Asu Elofnim, which means they didn't really Yishtach, Ulotzelem. It wasn't real, I don't see what that means, but it was Mitoch Yira. So most of the Mefarshim is a shayla in the Gemara. Maybe you could learn the Gemara. The Shakvataria is falling off of the first reason of Nenu Misudasa Shalosh Rasha, and it's blibing with the second reason. But most Mefarshim learn the Chazal's other places that it's Masha those both. So Dr. Goin v'hu neged beis shehishtachavu v'shenenu. So he's going that there's both reasons that both they were chayte in both areas of Nenu Misudasa Shachashverish and Hishtachavu Latzelim. And there's two tikkunim, is tshuva and tainis. Ubeiz goyalim Mordechai ve'Esther. And two goyalim Mordechai ve'Esther. So this is going to say other places also that the Mordechai ve'Esther is two goyalim, and he brings a mashal in a different place that there's. There's two goyim, Mordechai v'Esther. Fine. So you need both. So, to flesh out this goyim is like this. That what it comes out seems like is that there was taka tuchatoy. There was nanum misudasu shachashverish, and there was ishtach v'latzelim. And connected that is Mordechai v'Esther, and each one came to misakin one specific part of that problem. So, the first one is okay. So the first thing was that nanum misudasu shachashverish. What was the chait of nanum misudasu shachashverish? What was the tikkun of that? So the chait was the nenu. They were into the there was a certain side of chumrius over there, and because the focus the chazal's lashon is the nenu, and the tikkun to that is from the koyach of Esther. Esther lemaisa there's an unbelievable going, but Esther. The tikkun that she had was the goyin said in over here was tainis. Said chutzumu alai, and she was coming to break that the chumrius, the taiva, the inyan that was mechaber them to the taiva. It's an unbelievable lashon. The goyin in Parakei, he says that vahi bayom ashlishi vatilbash Esther malchus. So he says, what is Mintilbash Malchus? V'amur shalavshu ruach ha-kodesh. She was zoichet to why? Why now? Hainu mipnei she'ein ruach ha-kodesh shor elu al guf shavur. So now, after 3 days of tainis, she was guf shavur. So this is a tikkun of that inyan, that there was, that she said to do a tzoyim, which is unlike every other tzoyim, 3 days in a row. Usually he looks at the Mishnayos and in tainis, it's bahab, you skip days. No, tumul ha-shalosh yomim. And so she was misakin that karka oilam, and she was forced, and a lot of lashonis that she was forced to do then, whatever it was. So this is a tikkun on that inyan. What was the other inyan? The other inyan was yishtachvul etzelam. What was the aver of yishtachvul etzelam? So the Gemara says that yishtachvul etzelam wasn't a real avodah zarah because it says heim loy asu el lefnim. Avakadosh Baruch Hu lo asu el lefnim. So they did it lefnim. The Rebbe Kivir Gershtal su atoizan avodah zarah. Toizan avodah zarah handles over there that whether they were supposed to be mishtachvul etzelam, they weren't supposed to be mishtachve. Were they supposed to give up their life? They weren't supposed to give up their life. So Omer ben Tam did some divnu chad netzar lav avodas kochavim haya el andarti asu lechvoid amelech. So that's why. And then the Tosfos says at the bottom here that and then the Gemara, he asks, why the Gemara says that why Chazan and Mishal Vazari giving up the life? Because they learned that from the Tzvardim. Why did they have to learn it from the Tzvardim for? Tzvardim says it wasn't really Avodah Zarah. V'oid Raya mi'perakam de'megillah mi'pnei manis chayv u'sfanim she'y saw kliya mi'pnei she'shtach v'letzelem heim lo'asa el'afnim v'maisa v'odas kachavim hay lem limsar atzma makidash Hashem. So then what did they do wrong? Was it Avodah Zarah or not? And Shaykh's Avodah Zarah. So the Indian seems to be, before I should speak out, is that there was Yira. They were afraid. What were they afraid? They were afraid that the king has power on them, and he's asking them to do this. And the Mela, it's a chasar and bitachin that they didn't have the bitachin of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that do the right thing. Lemaisa, you're not supposed to do this. So mistama shaykh to avoid the zara. It wasn't avoid the zara out the tzelem. It was avoid the zara out the statement that what we're afraid of is Nebuchadnezzar and his power over the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's telling us not to do it. So this fear, this year itself, was Shtigal Bezrayah to Avodah Zarah. And the Mela, there was Shaykhah to Avodah Zarah, it wasn't some random thing. And it was a Shailen Klal Yisrael. He wants us to do this, but we don't really want to do it. And Lamai said they weren't going around Yitzram, and it was a pegia in the betochen of Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what was the tikkun? That Mordechai lo yichav lo yishtachave. That Mordechai stood up to Haman, and Mordechai was oimed in this nesayin to misaken this in of Klai Yisrael. And how was Mordechai misaken this? Mordechai was misaken this by being mavatel completely. The we spoke last year, I think, when we were talking about the shakmatara between Esther and Mordechai. When Mordechai went with Re'amelech Belvoshak, and she sent him begodim. She sent begodim to Mordechai to ask, do you want to take the begodim? Mordechai lo kibel, so why not? So we said over from the Nesivis, because there was a shakmataria over here, is it appropriate to engage besides in tefillah also in ishtadlus? And Mordechai said, she said, look, it's very nice doing tefillah, but now you're before the melech, so take, you have a good connection to the melech, you have a good opportunity to go talk to the king. So take your lavush, change your begodim, and come approach the melech. And he said, lo kibel. He didn't want to be mekabel. Meaning that her approach, she's being stuck in the other chet. She wasn't busy about this chet. Mordechai, and maybe that's the proper, normal way to do it, would be, you mix it in with the shtadlus. But Mordechai has to come and be misak in the chet of shtachvul etzelam. So Mel, in his avoida of being fixing that avera, was, there's no shtadlus is required over here b'chlal. So this is how Mordechai is being misakin this chet. And Memela, if you find in the whole Megillah that Mordechai, his whole shakh v'tari is with Haman the whole time, and Esther never talks to Haman. She's never busy with Haman. She's busy with Achashverosh, undermining Achashverosh. And even at the very end, it says that the Malach came and moved her finger, pointing away from Achashverosh to Haman. I mean, she was busy attacking the Koyach of Achashverosh, which is the Malchus, and she took over the Malchus in the end. She was Malka, which is the Midam. She was the Malka in the end. She took the Malchus. So she never was undermining Haman. Mordechai is Leichah to Haman, because Haman represents that koyach, the Avodah Zarah, the Amalek of it, which is the koyach of Mikra, which is to say that there is no, you have to do normal, and you have to, everything has to make sense. And Mordechai is coming against that and saying, no, over here is no more Kumfer Shtadlus, and there has to be a tikkun to the chait of, Hishtach Vulatzelim. And Mila the Goyin says that, and Mila you find throughout the whole Megillah that the Koyach of Mordechai is through Tefillah. And even and the Tefillah we're talking is even a higher level of Tefillah. Is a Tefillah that you have to come to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the only thing that can help is there are B'tochen Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is the tikkun to that chait of Shtach Vulatzelim when Klal Yisrael was, you know, there's a Malach and he's telling us what to do. No, now we're not going to listen. It's Lo Yichav Lo Yishtachave, and we're going to know that it's pure Avodas Hashem and only coming to Kodesh Baruch Hu through our Bitachon. That's going to be the Tikkun. So what's the good? So that was the, and you find, by the way, over here in the next Gemara in Megillah, where it says. The Gemara Darshan is a pasuk. Tachas hanatzutz yale broish v'sachas hasir pad yale hadas. So tachas hanatzutz is tachas Haman. She'asa atzmai v'dazara. So he was v'dazara. Yale broish is a Mordechai. So Mordechai taka undermines the koyach of Haman, which is v'dazara, which is the koyach of Yishtach v'tzal. And tachas vashti, tachas hasir pad is vashti, which is the koyach and hemshech of the koyach of Achashverosh. Is Yala Hadazu Esther Tzadekas. So this is the Indian. Then, so what's the tikkun? The tikkun is the Yom Tif, there was two Niskar Venasim, that there was two tikkun, there was two mitzvahs that were Masukin and Klaisol. So Kriyas HaMegillah and the Yom Tif. So the Indian is the Kriyas HaMegillah is the Pishumi Nisa, is to explain after we read the Megillah, what we say, Rav Yisrvenu, Ashakal Kavecha, La Yevoshu, La Kamal Anetzach, is that the chizak of the Kriyas HaMegillah is to mechazak this emuna in Klal Yisrael, that it's all the dinim of the Megillah and the whole story of the Megillah, how it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Behester, and that we see the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could rely purely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Mordechai's tikkun. That was Mordechai's tikkun, the Goyin saying. And Esther's tikkun, the tikkun connected the Avera of Nenu Misudasa Shalish Rasha, the tikkun is the Yom Tov Purim, the Simchas Purim, the Su'uda, because if a person, that the whole Indian of a Su'udas Mitzvah, of a Su'udas Yom Tov, is that we're not being nana for ourselves. It's for care. We have an oifen of being nana and being in eating and drinking and using the tachlis of the suda to reach a closer dveikas to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's for care. It's a tikkun. Is that was masuk and keneged the pagibama in that midah. So really, it's always like that. That really, there's always two goyim. There's always the goyim were like that. It's every gula really needs that. Esav Yishmol is talking, but really in the Megillah here also you have this inyan that there's really two parts to the entire gzera, and there's two parts, two oifen of being mesak in it, and each one was working parallel to each other. So the and the Yom Tov was talking mesukin on both of these inyanim. He points out over here an interesting thing that here it says that there was two separate things. It was tshuva and tainis. The tainis was for Esther. The tshuva was for Mordechai. So I saw in Reb Revda, he speaks a lot of this out, some of these things, and he says that normally you find that tainis is a chelik of tshuva. Tainus is a chelik of the Za'aka, the Rambam says. Tainus is for Esther, and Tshuva is Mordechai. Right, but normally Tainus is part of Tshuva. Normally Tainus is, the Rambam says, Lizoik ul'ariyav. So normally everything's part of that. So he wants to say that over here the Tefillah was different. Normally the Tefillah isn't help us do Tshuva and be makabel our Tshuva. The Tikkun was the Tefillah itself. The tikkun is being mispalal with the hakara, just the statement that we've been mispalal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have no way of doing this ourselves, and we're boteach completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was good for the tikkun. It's not normally, there's a whole process. You have to do tainis, and you have to do tshuva, and tefillah, and everything works together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see us in a better light, and ma'ir us, and no. Over here, the tainis was a tikkun by itself. The tainis was on the Indian by itself. And the tefillah was by itself. The tefillah itself was a statement of a kadosh being mispalel. And this is what we bring Simon Khan. So the chizak keneged the ishtachvul etzelim is the union of tefillah, is realizing the chashivas of how we could take advantage of tefillah, but understanding that it's mitzvah akara in milvadoi, and the yom tif of Purim comes to show that. This is how we're nana. This is how we can come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu with the suda, mitoicha suda, and that's the tikkun of both elements of the Yom Tov together.